The following is a speakerphone recording of a webinar held by the Island Institute on Offshore Wind Power in the Gulf of Maine on July 7, 2011. Their webinar is 77 minutes long.
So we're just going to wait for a couple more people to get on, so thank you.
All right, good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for participating in the Island Institute's Offshore Wind Energy Information webinar. My name is Brigitte Poulsen, and I am the Community Energy Fellow at the Island Institute. I am joined here by my colleagues Heather Deese, Suzanne Pudi, and Amanda LaBelle. Our goal today in hosting this webinar is to give participants a better understanding of what is happening with offshore wind energy development at multiple levels, and to share with you all what the Island Institute will be doing over the next several months with regards to its community engagement efforts. So before we begin, I just want to share a few technical things with you. All speakers are currently on mute and will be until the end of the call. Unless you are a speaker, you do not need to worry about muting your own phone. If at any point you get dropped off of the call, you can find call-in information by viewing the note board that is currently up on your screen. If you do not see this note board during the presentation, you can find the information by going to the top right-hand corner of your main screen and clicking on the line that reads Meeting Information. This webinar is being recorded, and some or all of it will be made available on the Island Institute website in the coming weeks, so please watch your emails for more information on this. We do have technical assistance on the line, so if at any point you need to ask a technical question or are having trouble with the webinar, please direct your questions to Mega Meeting Tech Help. You can do this by clicking on that name in the user list and initiating a private chat. And depending on what kind of computer you have, you may need to either single-click or double-click on the name Mega Meeting Tech Help. Finally, we are really excited to share with you that this event is one of the many that will take place in the coming months and years at the Island Institute that utilizes distance learning technology. Between this webinar system and the 14 Tanberg video conference units that we have installed in Island Institute, we are looking to shorten the distance among our partners, make information more readily accessible, and lower our carbon footprint. It's pretty cool. We have some people on this call who are joining us from D.C., so really connecting a lot of different people in a lot of different places. I'm just going to take a moment to bring up the presentation and walk you through the agenda. So we are going to, first, please note that you'll have several opportunities to ask questions throughout the webinar. We are logged on here at the Island Institute. If you have questions at any point, please initiate a private chat with us and send in your questions that way. Again, you just need to double or single click on the name Island Institute and initiate a private chat with us. We will make note of your questions and do our best to answer what we can during the time that we have set aside for questions and feedback. So Heather Deese at the Island Institute is going to start us off with a status update on offshore wind energy in Maine. She will be potentially joined by Jake Ward of the University of Maine and Matt Nixon of the Maine State Planning Office and Maine Coastal Program. After that, we'll move into questions. Again, if you have questions during the webinar, please write them into the Island Institute via your private chat function. After that, we will give an overview of the Island Institute's community engagement plans over the coming months. This will be followed by a brief update from the Gulf of Maine Research Institute, and there will then be another opportunity for group questions and feedback before we conclude. At that time, we will initiate a poll where we'll ask you to answer a few questions. And then again, after the webinar is completed, you will be prompted to complete a short survey. So please do take a moment to do this. There are four short questions, and we would really appreciate your feedback. So I'm going to hand it off to you, Heather.